G'day and welcome to another episode of the Luke's Lowdown podcast. All right, so because it's the start of the year, I thought I would give a bit of an insight into the adventures I'm doing this year, the challenges I'm putting in front of myself, and what I'm trying to achieve. Makes sense? January, New Year's resolutions are getting thrown around left, right, and center. What are your resolutions? What are your goals for 2019? Please let me know. I want to hear it because all of you inspire me from leaving messages, sharing the podcast, and just getting in touch with me and telling me how you feel, what you're up to, and what you want to achieve. All right, so it's always a big question. What's next? What am I up to? What's my next big challenge? And to be honest, I hid behind the fact that I was writing and finishing and getting Chasing Extreme out there into the world. That was my next big challenge. So I really deflected this question. If I'm honest, I did it for many months at the end of last year. Writing a book is an adventure. So, and everyone bought that. And I was like, yeah, okay. I was secretly planning 2019 though. Oh, sorry, guys. Yep. I had it all worked out. And 2019 is going to be fun. I'm excited. My first big adventure, I feel, starts when I go to Australia. That's right, heading back to the motherland. To the motherland. To actually go to my cousin's wedding. Random, but yeah. And I will be going back to my hometown, which is Bathurst. Big shout out to Bathurst in New South Wales Central West, which is, if you don't know, 3.5 hours northwest of Sydney, roughly. And in Bathurst is, I'm going to say, the most famous racing car track in the Southern Hemisphere. I think people in the Southern Hemisphere say it's the most famous racetrack in the world. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but definitely I think everyone in Australia and probably New Zealand and other parts that, yeah, everyone knows Bathurst because of Mount Panorama and the Bathurst 1000. So why am I telling you about a racetrack in my hometown that races cars? Am I racing a car around Bathurst? No, not at all. But I will be running the mountain. I will be running around Mount Panorama in something that I have described as the Mount Panorama Marathon. Not original, but it works. So I will be doing 7 laps of this circuit, which will bring me to just over 43 kilometers. Yeah, 43 kilometers for 7 laps of this track. And the name gives it away. It's Mount Panorama. It is a mountain. There's 162 meters of climbing in each lap. So over 1,000 meters of climbing and descending in the marathon. For people who aren't massive runners, that's a lot, pretty much. So yeah, it's all on roads, it's on asphalt, so it's going to be pretty brutal on the body. But that's my first adventure. I am putting that as a tick one for 2019. In the meantime, I'm actually, and I'm gonna be accountable to all of you, I've also been secretly writing my second book. Is that crazy? First book's just come out and you start writing a second? Whoa, I know what it took to write this first one. And people might think, well, you've probably got nothing else to say. My life, there is nothing to say about my life. It is it. It's out, Chasing Extreme. If you haven't got a copy, remember Amazon, luketoberski.com to buy them. Shameless plug. Yep, that's right. Did it again. Did it last episode, I believe it was. So, what's the next book about? Top secret. Sorry, can't tell you. But yes, I am writing my next book. It's more of a. Oh, do I want to give it away? Oh, it's going to be more of a guide. Oh, I said it. It's out now. Yeah, it's a bit of a guide. Guide to what? I'm going to leave it right there. So I'm been slowly penning away. I'm getting very close to halfway, which is good. I've got the outline done, so that's exciting. So that's my second big challenge for the year, well, throughout the year. And even crazier, the plan is to have it out before Christmas this year, 2019. Wow, 2 years, two books published. That is the plan. I'm excited. There's a lot of hard work to be done until then, but that is it. That is the next big adventure, writing my second book. Wow. I choose to do this. I have to remember that. All right, what else am I doing in 2019? I will be running a 100 kilometer running race with several friends, being the lovely ladies over at Twice the Health. Go and check them out on Instagram, all over social media. Emily and Hannah are very good friends of mine. You may have known them from different podcasts I've been on and different work we've done together, and also from running from London to Birmingham in January last year, 2018. That's where I met them. And we have another challenge coming up later in the year, which I'll touch on in a second, but they wanted to run a 100 kilometer running race. And they asked me to come and basically make sure that they finish. And secondarily, make sure they don't run too fast, which I think is all the one in the same. Because if they run too fast, they won't finish. And to finish, they have to run slower. So really, I've got one job, and that's just to make sure that they don't run too fast. Because if they don't run too fast, I know they will finish, because they have an amazing coach, Coach Brad. BW Fitness, go and check him out on Instagram. And they're working with me as well. So I've done a little bit of running in my time, so I can help advise them on getting fit enough, and Brad will get them strong enough, and they will finish, no doubt about it, as long as they listen to my pacing suggestions, which could be interesting, because these girls like to just go out and run, whether it's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, at the same pace. But running 100 kilometers is very different to running 20 or 10. So the girls, Emily and Hannah from Twice the Health, actually, if you're listening, this is another forewarning. Slow down your running. And that's advice for anyone who's taking on their first ultra marathon, or even your first marathon. If you're building up and this is it, your long run, slow it down. Slow it down. I might get into another episode as to why, but most of the people, their long runs are too fast. You don't have to run your long runs at race pace if you're just trying to finish, and you're building up and you're going after a distance that is longer than you've ever done before. Slow it down, okay? All right, what's next? Then it's my summer holiday. It'll be the summer. I'm looking forward to having a holiday. And that holiday is going to Ireland. Why? I've never been. Yes, been in the UK for 10 years and I've never been to Ireland at all. So I thought, this summer, I'm going to do it. I'm going to Ireland and I want to see as much as I can. So I thought, how can I do that? And the way that I'm going to see a large portion of the island is to run from the most southern point in Ireland to the most northern point. It's called the Head-to-Head, and I always get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Maidstone Head down south in Cork County to Maidstone Head up north, which is still in Ireland. The route I'm taking is about 650 to 700 kilometers straight through the middle. I'm going to do it in 9 to 10 days, depending on how fit I am at the time. Looking to do it potentially around the end of June and July for about 10 days. And how am I making this a summer holiday? Well, I'm not staying in any fancy hotels or even in any hotels. I'm taking a backpack. And I'm taking some food and a sleeping bag and a bivy bag. And I'm going to just sleep it rough. Sleep under trees, find random places, and have a good old summer vacation slash adventure. I will pick up food and water as I go along at different towns that I pass through. I will be running on roads, so it won't be extreme, crazy off-road jumping fences. It will be on the roads, and I'm really looking forward to it because I'm going to see a lot of Ireland, and I'm just going to have a nice little personal challenge. And that's why I do these big challenges, because it challenges me and it helps me evolve and it helps me understand how to overcome setbacks that I face, because I will in these ultra endurance challenges. There will be setbacks and there will be things that will go wrong. There will be things that go wrong. And I want to be able to understand them. And also, I love doing challenges. I love pushing myself. And I love running, so I'm doing a lot of it this year. And plus, you know, as I said, it's a great excuse to go to Ireland because I've never been. So that's what I'm doing in the summer. I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully nothing goes too wrong, but I'll prepare for it best I can. And the other thing, as I said, I'm doing another challenge with the girls from Twice the Health. It's a bit of a top secret challenge. It's a race. Maybe I can say it's a race amongst friends, not amongst me and the Twice the Health girls, but it's a race amongst friends. And I'm not sure when we can release it, but it's going to be good. It's going to be an all-day event, an all-day challenge, and I'm probably just going to leave that information there. I think that's enough, and that is what it's all about for this year. Actually, that's not true. There's maybe something else going on. So, another top secret project. Yeah, a big one. The biggest one I've ever done in my life. I'm trying to make happen. I'm trying to get it off the ground. I've got some meetings this month in January and in February, and we're trying to get the ball rolling. But you know what? I'm sure you're on the edge of the seat and you're excited to hear what it is, and I'm just going to be that guy and say, that's all I'm saying. Sorry. Horrible. I know. I should have just not said anything, right? Yeah, but I want to share the excitement, if you can be excited about basically getting no information at all. So yeah, that is my year. That is my year. I'm excited for what's coming up. A lot of running as well. But it is one of those things where I want to continually grow as a person. So physically, I'm going to push myself in these running adventures, but also I'm going to be using the knowledge that I've gained through writing Chasing Extreme as now an author, but also how I need to get the final product completed as a book in my next book. So I'm going to be using the knowledge that I've already gained and trying to replicate that, and also continue to share what I've learned with everyone. I want to try and do a few more blogs this year. Podcast series 2 is up. Maybe I'll do a third series and a fourth series of 10 episodes this year as well. Definitely want to do two series in 2019. And just continue to share the love, grow as a person, and really try and get my message out there that we are all capable of so much more than we believe. And it just takes one person to believe in what we want to do, and that's you. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it there. But remember, I want to hear what your goals are for 2019. I want to hear what your resolutions are. Fine, call them what you want. And I want to hear how you're trying to continually be the best version of yourself in every day of 2019. What does that mean for you? What does that look like to you? And you can tell me by leaving a comment on any platform that you listen to podcasts on. Remember to like, subscribe. It really helps our community grow. It's been awesome. Series 2, episode 1 was amazing. The feedback, thank you very much. And also share on social media. If you listen, if you have social media, please do that. And as always, guys, remember this one thing, you've got it. Be real and be you.